This is the son of PCJ.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio, heard around the world, on great partner stations everywhere, including satellite and shortwave. Well, it's very nice to have you with me, as I just said a second ago. Yes, it's just one of those things. I don't know. Anyway, today we are going to be doing our monthly program, looking at some of the best big bands from the 20th century. This was one that was recommended to us from a listener all the way in New Zealand. And he suggested that we do something on Mr. Benny Goodman. So that's what we're going to be doing today, featuring the music of Benny Goodman. So the only thing I can say to begin today's program is, come on, everyone, let's dance.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra recorded October 24th, 1939, with a track that became very iconic with his group, Let's Dance. There's also a number of other ones as well, but this one I think is a very good way to kick off the program. Benny Goodman was an American jazz and swing musician, and I should also add classical, because he did make some classical recordings, and he's widely known as the King of Swing. He was born May 30th, 1909, and died June 13th, 1986. He was a pioneer in many respects. Number one, he was one of the few, I say few, musicians at the time who allowed black musicians to play with him and tour with him. This is during a time when there was segregation. He also, like I said a moment ago, delved into classical music, something that jazz musicians at the time really didn't do. He was extremely talented and was known for his, well, practicing and rehearsing. Benny Goodman was once asked in the 1970s, "How often do you practice?" And he said, 8 hours a day. That's right, 8 hours a day. So if there's any young musicians out there right now who are learning the clarinet or other instruments and want to become very well known, well, it's all about practicing. He continued to practice throughout his life, right until when he died in 1986, 8 hours a day. His technique was fantastic, and he, if you heard Benny Goodman playing the clarinet, you knew that it was Benny Goodman. Well, on today's program, we have a number of recordings that were made famous by Benny Goodman, and we'll give you a good example of his arrangements, his orchestra, and his trios and quartet. Let's now move to a composition that Goodman wrote himself in 1941. It's called Scarecrow, and that'll be followed by Clarinet à la King. Thank you. Clarinet a la King, and before that, Goodman with his own composition, Scarecrow. Now, Goodman was a constant professional. Some people called him arrogant, but during rehearsals and during live performances, if he didn't hear anything that he didn't like, he used to get a little bit difficult, actually. Two vocalists that had worked with him, Helen O'Day and Helen Forrest, spoke bitterly of their experiences singing with Goodman. Helen Forrest, who spent some 20 months touring with him, said that the 20 months spent with Goodman felt like 20 years. There was even a couple of experiences where musicians in his band didn't perform up to standard. He would glare at them, and then the following night put them way in the back of the orchestra. And he was known for that, and he continued to do that through his entire life. And a lot of it had to do with his standards. He had very, very high standards for himself, and he expected the musicians and vocalists that worked with him to also have the same standards. Now, despite that being what some people may call a personality flaw, a lot of musicians did line up to play with his orchestra because of their high standards in live performances and recording. There was an interesting story in his biography about how during one time, during a recording session, the drummer in his band, and this is not Gene Krupa, who was with his trio and quartet and sextet, another drummer. They were in a recording session, and nobody else heard it. Goodman heard that he made a mistake, and he said, well, we'll do it again. I don't like it. And what he did during that recording session, he was in a bit of a testy mood that day because he was going through some personal problems. They took the song, and they did, I'm not kidding, 122 takes of the same recording. They started recording at 7 o'clock in the evening, and they finished it the next day at 8:30 in the morning. After this rather long recording session, Goodman decided not to release it and destroyed the disc. It was his way of getting back to the drummer and some of the other musicians. But nevertheless, people respected him and always wanted to play with him. We're now going to move to a couple of recordings from his first trio that he set up. And these are absolutely fantastic. One of them is called Body and Soul, that he had a hit with in 1945. And then Good Enough to Keep. Here's Benny Goodman. Thank you. Benny Goodman and his trio, Good Enough to Keep, and before that, Body and Soul. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio. Our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And today we're featuring the music of Mr. Benny Goodman in this month's special, looking at great jazz and band leaders from the 20th century. And by the way, if you enjoy the music that you're listening to today, I invite you to listen to PCJ Radio's Jazz for the Asking, heard on a number of radio stations worldwide. But if you're, well, not in near one of those radio stations, you can always download the program just by going to our website, pcjmedia.com/JFTA. That's pcjmedia.com/JFTA. During Benny Goodman's career, one of his most popular groups was the Benny Goodman Quartet. And it actually started in the 1930s when he contacted great drummer Gene Krupa and then said, you know what? We need a pianist to make it a trio. So he contacted Teddy Wilson. At the time, it was almost impossible for white jazz musicians to play with black jazz musicians, but he contacted Teddy Wilson and they formed a trio, another giant in his own right. Not too long after, he contacted another giant, Lionel Hampton, who played vibraphones. They toured and toured and toured and toured. A lot of people have said that when Benny Goodman was with his quartet, he was, well, he's working with other giants like himself, and they said it was probably the happiest time that he had touring with just a small group. They had sold-out concert one after the other, had a lot of hit records, and made many, many of them. In the 1960s, they decided to reform after they hadn't played together for many years and started recording again. The first album that they released in the 1960s was called Together Again, the Benny Goodman Quartet. The first album was sort of a retrospective of material that they already previously had done, but to re-record them in stereo sound and with modern technology. And it is an absolutely fantastic album. And when you listen to it, it really gives you a sense of the professionalism that they had and the fun that they had working together. We're going to listen to one of the tracks from here called For One More. And trust me, it'll blow your socks off. We'll be right back. For once more, the Benny Goodman Quartet from the album Together Again, the first of a number of albums they recorded together in the 1960s. The first one that they put out was a compilation of re-recorded material that they had done in the 1930s. The other albums that they did are also absolutely fantastic. The energy on them is just amazing. And it featured, of course, Lionel Hampton on vibraphones, Gene Krupa on drums, and Teddy Wilson on piano. Now, some of you are saying right now, well, you're doing this tribute to Benny Goodman, but there's something that you're leaving out. Well, let me see. We played Last Dance. Did we play Flying Home? No, we could play that a little bit later on, but I know what you're thinking of. You're thinking of a song just as popular as Last Dance that is just as connected with Benny Goodman, and that is Sing, Sing, Sing. The Carnegie Hall concert that he did in 1938, which was the first because he was the first jazz musician to play Carnegie Hall, didn't get released at the time it was recorded. No, it wasn't until years later, because the original recording of Carnegie Hall was made for personal purposes for someone. And then Benny Goodman was shown the original discs, listened to them, brought them to his record label, and they released them. And that recording today is still available. It's available on CD. It has never been out of print. But we're going to move now to a different version of Sing, Sing, Sing that was recorded in Hollywood in a studio. And the reason why we're playing this one is you can hear more of the details, more of the details of this fine musician.
Thank you.
studio version of Sing Sing Sing, recorded in 1937 in Hollywood, California. You're listening to The Happy Station Show. You can download this program again and all past editions by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Hard to imagine that February is just around the corner. I mean, we just celebrated New Year's not too long ago. My word. We're going to have two more tracks before we end off today's program of Benny Goodman's orchestra. These were recorded in the 1950s when he reformed his orchestra and were using, at the time, the latest in recording technology. Despite the fact they are in mono, they're still really hot to listen to. They are the King Porter Stomp and Wrap It Up. We'll be right back. Flying Home, a composition composed by Benny Goodman and Lionel Hampton, performed by the Benny Goodman Sextet, recorded October 2nd, 1939. Before that, Wrap It Up, Benny Goodman and his orchestra, and the King Porter Stomp, both recorded April 29th, 1951. Well, we're at the end of today's program for Happy Station. Once again, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. Next week, what do we have? Well, you'll have to tune in to find out. I'm going to leave you now, so on behalf of everyone, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.